The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com.
And right now we're going to go to the phones and speak with Anna. Anna, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Anna. What's your question?
My question is how to help my best friend with anger, severe anger.
So something like what I was just talking about?
It's almost exactly everything you say is exactly what she's going through, but more. It's just, I know what she's going through because I've been there in a situation since she's been divorced the first time to the second divorce and she got separated. But I seen that this time that she got separated a second time, things got worse out of proportion. She got into a very deep depression. And the main thing that triggers her is anger is the first thing that she has. And she just gets upset with every single thing, how gets annoyed. And I realized that the ones that are more closer to her, which I'm usually the one that's the most closest to her, because I go visit her every single day, I'm the most target she gets. It's gone to a point that she becomes very vulgar, insults, and she insults me or she throws things around the house, and she just starts screaming, and she can't control it. And she tells me, I can't control my anger. Can you please leave? Because if you don't leave, I'm going to kill you. It's exactly what she says.
Okay. What is your relationship with her?
She's my best friend.
Yeah, but when you say that, is it a best friend that you just met a year ago, or is it a lifetime best friend from grade school?
I've met her close as like 8 years, nine years.
And how has your relationship been with her over that period? It's almost a decade.
It's been since I met her is when she barely started divorcing her first husband. She was very nice, very calm, and she was kind of disappointed for the fact that her marriage didn't go well. But it wasn't that I know of. She started wanting to go out and drink a lot almost every day to try to surpass the problem she had, you know, with her husband.
Picked up a really bad habit of trying to self-medicate,
yeah.
Trying to blank out reality, not deal with the hurt, not deal with the anger, but just to blind herself,
yeah.
Psychologically,
yes.
Deaden her emotions.
Yes, and since then, I mean, she drank. So every time she would drink, and I've noticed that when she would drink, she would be, at the beginning, she started being very calm and happy, like a happy social person.
Okay.
And then when she met her second husband, that's when I met him the same day. They got married and everything. They went out, and when the moment they got married, they started having problems. So from there on, her marriage was mostly separation than togetherness. And she started drinking now out of anger, and her attitude has changed completely. Drinking was violence for her.
Okay.
She'll get violently, she'll get anger, not toward her husband, with the people that were close by her. Like, it's been several occasions that she would be so, like, intoxicated, and she would be so upset, and I'm so just to the point that she couldn't control herself. And I would ask her, can you please calm down? And she would, like, confront me and got physically aggressive. And that was one time that I totally stopped talking to her for a while, which I feel I shouldn't, because I think she needed some more help. But I think it was better because I didn't want to get myself in danger knowing that she was that upset.
What keeps you attached to a woman who's being abusive to you, who used to be a former friend? She's got alcohol problems now. She's not taking care of them. They're getting worse. They're getting progressively worse. There's a phrase, you go home and kick the dog. You're angry with your exes or somebody. You're angry with your boss. You go home and you kick the people that are most supportive of you.
Uh-huh.
You're being the one that's kicked. That's called displacement. She's displacing her anger onto you.
Yes.
You didn't injure her, right?
No, of course. I'm not a person of violence. So I'm a very
right. What keeps you trapped in that relationship?
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds. That's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Romance. I wish I knew more about what girls want from a relationship. Boy, I wish I knew more about what I want. Where's that ad I saw? Here it is. The Selfish Path to Romance, a serious romance guidebook. download Chapter 1 for free at selfishromance.com and buy it at amazon.com. Huh. The selfish path to romance. That is interesting.
What keeps you trapped in that relationship when you could go out and have much better friends?
Okay, well, keep me to it is that since I was very young, I always been a person that liked to help people. And every time I try to help a friend, way before I met her, I would help a friend, and I would help them enough for them to get on their feet, so they could get on their feet. So I was always a person that people would come and ask for advice, and I would help them up, and once they were on their feet, I would let them go, and, you know, and I was
So would you feel like a failure if you didn't succeed with her?
I feel that the reason why I don't let go of that friendship is that I want to be a person to achieve her happiness.
Okay, can I stop you there, Anna?
Yes.
You can never do that for someone else, but you need to be a friend to someone. Do you know who you need to be a friend to? Yourself. If your child were friends with someone who wanted to kill her at times, what would you tell your child?
Yeah, not to not hang out with her.
Not to hang out with her. So you have every right to be a helping person to those who have earned your help. And I would love to give you some advice right after the break on situations, circumstances when you help someone and circumstances where you let go and you be very good to yourself.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner.
A common mistake many women make is to view their male partner's passion and frequent advances as purely a physical urge rather than as a desire for mutual intimacy. A physical urge is often a loving emotional desire for closeness. When the relationship is a good one, being sexually desired is a great compliment and should be taken as such. What the partner is saying is, "It is through you and no one else that I choose to take my pleasure, to celebrate my life, and to express my love." What greater compliment could one have from a romantic partner? In contrast, being rejected means, "I do not value closeness and intimacy with you. You're not that important to me."
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.